Good morning, Big Town Men. We're having a fabulous cunt of a day in Australia. Australia, mate. And, that's Southeast Asia, Vietnam, all that sort of shit. There's Indonesia down through there. There's Papua New Guinea in this area there. Then we get down to Australia, mate. And what we've got is this warm. There's all this hot Pacific weather up here. I think that's the Pacific, you know. Can't be too specific about the Pacific, but there we go. So all this warm. Warm air is circulating around there, and you know how you go, well, I go into sort of not quite psychosis, but I fucking hate circulating winds where the weather patterns just go round and around and around for days, you know, and it does happen, right? So what happens is all up here, all around here, you know, is where you get all these fucking tropical cyclones coming in, you know what I mean? And by the time they hit the sort of land and then fizz out, and they go through there and, you know, and or they go out to here and then come back in. What these cunts do is that they put out fucking heaps of rain. And the weather is incredibly hot and it's incredibly fucking humid, you know. So, as we go from, I think, Port Hedland and Esperance and all that sort of stuff around there, you know. I forget that Broome up there, I think it might be. I forget, you know. What happens is all that weather will fucking slash down Australia diagonally, you know what I mean. That means you get really intense rainfalls, you get really high temperatures, and you get really high humidity. So the past sort of week or so, it's been, say, 24 to 29 degrees Celsius, you know, and today it's shot up to about 44, 45 degrees Celsius. And it's been overcast all day, and it's just been as humid as all fuck, you know. And it's going to stay hot till late tonight, and then tomorrow it's going to be about 24, 28 or something like that, you know what I mean? But I'm going to show you how this is with the lightning sort of indicators on, you know, this is the colour of the frequency. It doesn't tell you how often the frequency is, but don't need the legend because it takes up screen space. But when we animate it, we get this fucking animated shit going. You can see all the storms, this ridge of, I've seen it from like one side of the country down to fucking there type thing, where in the space of 2 or 3 hours a whole, there's a huge big cloud band and it's just gone fucking boom, all the lightning storms start up all the way across, like 3,000 k's of it, you know what I mean? So here's another example here, where they're all the hot Pacific sort of fucking humid steamy air is hitting a hot spot in the desert, you know, big hot area. It's all rising up to high altitudes. It's condensing into cloud, you know, water vapor, mist, you know, fog. And then because of the churning fucking atmosphere, it's all generating huge amounts of static electricity. And then this is forming into a huge fucking thing of bloody lightning strikes. There's one lot. Previous lot going down towards the South Pole, you know. Here's more of these fucking currencies, these big swirly wind things, and part of that's going down there, and another part of it's going around here, and another part of it's going a big swirly thing there. And I fucking hate it. So, you know. I don't know yet, but that little spot there looks like it could be blooming up into a cyclone, perhaps, because there's air is just pumping up and spreading and stuff. When you get to see a cyclone in at full pelt, you know what I mean? It's pretty fucking amazing, actually. Unless you're under it. It's like, fuck this, you know. Oh, it's only... I wouldn't mind making, you know, shelters for people living in tropical cyclone areas. That'd be pretty good, I reckon. But, you know, everybody can huddle in and the wind outside's doing 320 k's an hour or some shit, you know what I mean? So, yeah. But see how here, with clouds going around like that, there's a big swirl there, so the wind's blowing across from west to east, and that's coming back in from way out in the ocean, bringing all the really moist, extra moist air with it, and that's pissing down with rain up there, and all the warm, moist air from the sea is coming up, hitting all the mountains and all this other sort of shit and condensing into storms and monster amount of rainfalls, you know. And then, you know, part of what's not going back over Australia is going out overseas. And, so I'll wait for the high quality sort of, yeah. Woolagaroo, there's a funny place. Yindamaru and Tea Tree and Papunya over there, you know. So I'll have a look here. This is where this is why weather is such an interesting thing, because there's a big storm going around there, and then there's all this fucking cloud comes in different layers, so you can go see it's how it's here. It's going sort of around and over the space of 4 hours, that it hits the upper atmosphere and then goes back out, and then it comes down around here, then goes back inland and on its typical diagonal slash from northwest to southeast, you know, and there's all these fucking thunderstorms brewing up. And the thing about thunderstorms is that they really can go from sort of kind of clear sky to a full-on storm in the space of 2 to 4 hours, you know, easy. Because this is a 4-hour loop. And these show really intense levels of lightning storm activity. And see, the low-level clouds there are going back out to sea. These ones are hitting there, going way up in the atmosphere and then blowing that way, you know. And then part of that is going north. It's just like, fuck, there's a lot going on, you know. But, you know, all credit to the Weather Bureau type people who really do a great job of organising this, because sometimes, not all the time, but a lot of times, they can, with all their supercomputing, and because there's so many little fucking variables in different layers of the atmosphere going in different directions, and they're all at different temperatures and different speeds, you know, in different directions, you know. A lot of times they can be like, you know, at 10:30 a.m. it's going to piss down rain like all fuck, you know. And they're dead on, you know. But other days they're going, oh, it's going to be a warm, lovely spring day with mild temperatures of 32 degrees centigrade and it's just going to be lovely. And then by the time, you know, you get to where you're going, it's fucking freezing. Big storms have moved in, it's freezing fucking cold, like as in really cold, and you've only dressed in your summer type motorcycle riding gear, and you've got 150, you know, it's like, say, 11 degrees centigrade, and it's, you've got 150 k's to get home or something, and it's like, you know, you're soaked right through and freezing to death, you know. And if you had a tap on the fuel line, you know, or a little bit of hose, you tap out, you know, you suck out, say, you know, half a cup of petrol to get all the wood, you know, on the road somewhere, get a fire going. But, you know, that might warm you up and help dry you out. But as soon as you're off the fire, it's going to be even later at night. And because you're in the desert sort of area, it's going to go from, say, 11 degrees centigrade at, say 10 p.m. to, like, 3 degrees centigrade at 12 p.m, you know, midnight, you know. And so the freezing to death effect is going to be worse, you know, and everything's closed, and you know that's where you start scrounging through bins and shit like that, looking for old newspapers. But nobody reads newspapers anymore, but cardboard boxes and all that sort of shit to shove down the front of your jacket, you know. Right, see this? It's all coming down through there. And it's these storms, because, see how there's this layer of cloud here going that, and then it's hitting this front, and then it's sort of down here, it's deflecting downwards, you know, it's coming in and going down, you know. And so this is going into that, and sort of looks like it's going over the top of that fucking weather, you know, because it's pushing it back there. But for every sort of, like, say, 100 k's that's going this way, it's going 10, you know, 100 k's that's going this way, then it's going like 10 k's that way. And, you know, with all this sort of stuff, you kind of really got to watch, you know, because the winds might be doing, say, a fair speed, you know, for clouds is about 100 to 120 k's an hour. So in the space of 10 hours, that's gone like from there to there. You know what I mean? From there to there, that's like 1,000 k's in 10 hours. So Sydney to Melbourne, I think that's about 960 or 980 k's. So if you swing that sort of a distance around, you know, like sort of like an imaginary compass, that's sort of to there, that's about 1,000 k's, you know? So if that's going 100 k's an hour down that way and 10 k's an hour that way, you know, things coming in here can start up more storms and come straight over. You know, lightning storms are a bad idea for electronics. I don't like them, you know. But that's how you kind of guess, not guess, but you sort of take a neck. You can't sort of go, you know, well, if these big storms up here are headed straight down over here, you know what I mean? You know, you got to watch what's going to be coming your way, but there's variables. So it's not as straight as you might hope it to be. You know what I mean? You got to sort of say, well, and regular sort of lookings at the weather forecast every, depending on storm weather, you know what I mean? You know, you got to sort of look at all this and then go, well, you know, what's coming, what needs to be switched off and unplugged and shit like that, you know. So, yeah. Well, guys, I think that about sort of ends it, because this has stopped for some reason. Started again. This is another lovely day in Australia, mate.